Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So far, the podcast will feature, if you go back and check it out, Dr. Mina called in from Philadelphia. She was pulling cheesesteaks out of people's heads. I don't know what was happening, but I'm sure the place is going nuts there, and she's going to tell us more later on. And Coach Dick Harp called to talk to us during the sports. We had Mr. Skin on later this week. John Caparulo in the studio, right? Not just a comedian?
Yes.
He's our comedian this week.
Cool.
He's good.
Did you
meet a listener this weekend? I got a note here on Facebook says, "Nice to meet one of you stupid sons of bitches."
That was it. I said it earlier in the
show.
Pretty
sure he told that on the air.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a guy. I was in a sports bar.
Was on the air?
Sports bar in Council Bluffs,
sure,
Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I roll. I walked past a couple of young guys at the bar, and they said, "Hey, stupid son of a bitch."
I met a couple of dudes.
And he smiled at me.
Who listened to the show at the Houston airport.
Cool.
Coming back to
Omaha.
They
call you stupid son of a bitch?
He had his, one of them. Had his Frost Advisory t-shirt on, and I had my Herm Advisory t-shirt on that I picked
yours
up.
Yours is a Herm Warning, actually. I think yours says Herm Warning.
In a, one of them shops in Tempe.
God, I watched, this is not even against anybody, but this is how sad society is when it comes to college football, and this is nationwide. There was some quarterback from California on this Twitter feed, and so I just saw the Twitter, and it said, so I turned it on. He's in his living room with his mom and dad. And he's picking between Nebraska, Oregon State, and Utah. He's a quarterback somewhere in California. So obviously none of the California schools want him. I'm sure he's a good quarterback. And his dad wants to thank everybody. And then the mom wants to thank everybody. And it just goes on and on. And then finally the kid gets to say something. Then he thanks everybody. And then he picks up the Oregon State hat. But apparently if you follow somebody's Twitter feed, you're allowed to comment the whole time. And it's looked like it might be between just Nebraska and Oregon State, and they were going back and forth and yelling at each other. I said, he's a high school kid sitting at his kitchen table, and you're grown men. And then when he chose Oregon State, that it went sideways. They're all pissed.
Glad he's not coming
here.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, well, some of them were saying congratulations, good luck anywhere you want to go. There were some normal people in there. I just thought, first of all, I'm the idiot watching this. I was bored on the couch. But I'm thinking, this is what it's become. High school kids in the living room with their own live Twitter feed broadcasting.
Just do it.
I know.
Is that a Twitter feed? Or
It was his own live Twitter feed. Which you can videotape
and
put it out there. Yes, yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
I know,
Facebook thing.
Right.
Philadelphia Inquirer reporting.
And he said he picked Oregon State because that's where Kelly's the guy that the Huskers fired. He likes him.
Mike Riley.
And he's back at Oregon State.
Yeah.
Is
Chip
Kelly?
Not the
head
coach.
He's like assistant head coach or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he said that, but he didn't come to Nebraska. I think he said Nebraska's balls ass cold. Hell with that. That's what he said.
Mm.
Yeah. And he's right. It is balls ass cold, but it's going to be a good program someday.
Philadelphia Inquirer reporting that fans smashed a Macy's store window. Looters broke into a convenience store.
Great.
Other people flipped a car.
That's Eagle fan.
Yep. Three people fell to the ground from light poles and lost consciousness.
Whoa.
Oh, did they?
Other fans.
Did they grease up the light poles again?
Yes, they did.
Last night.
Gear oil, I heard they were using.
Yeah, hydraulic fluid, I had heard.
Yeah.
At least one car seen a blaze in a video.
Was it you that pointed out that that's some poor son of a bitch's job?
That wasn't me.
That was me.
Yeah, somebody had to.
Yeah.
They did it during your game.
Before the NFC Championship,
yes,
they did
grease
Crisco
up the light poles
last
night.
I did see there were a group of people like They were stage diving off of the canopy in front of the Ritz Hotel.
And that canopy fell down.
And then they collapsed it.
Right.
With more than a dozen of people on the awning outside the Ritz-Carlton. Yeah, not sure if there were any injuries.
I speak for all of us, and we don't understand the rioting when you win.
There was looting and trashing a Sunoco gas station, somebody yelling, everything is free.
I went to college with a lot of guys from Philly because it was about halfway between my hometown and Philly. So a lot of kids from downtown Philly area went to school there. And the Phillies won when I was in school, and they were idiots then. I can't imagine what a bunch of 22-year-old drunk kids are doing when their Eagles are winning. Because Philly is a bunch of meatheads. And I'm saying that in a kind way.
Well, I'm not reporting this in a kind way.
Okay, good.
This is their first win, right?
First Super Bowl win, right?
Yeah. I mean, they've been before, but first time they've won.
Right.
Apparently, you can find video of an Eagles fan that can be seen eating horse manure off a street as a crowd of people gathered around him to cheer him on and film the spectacle on their phones.
Was that a bet? If the Eagles win, I'll eat this cow.
I've given you the information I have.
I'll eat this horse
extra
ass.
Extra drunk.
Yeah.
That's, he probably just punched that horse, too.
What's it, a floor horse
I've
manure?
I've given you the information I have.
I prefer a cheeseburger on the
that
floor.
That was another thing manure. Kevin Hart said in his apology video this morning was, at least I didn't punch a horse.
Yeah, I heard no reports of horse punching going on in Philadelphia. Or Minneapolis, for that matter.
It's not the horse's fault. Leave the horse out of it.
A Pennsylvania sheriff's deputy out of Ulysses, Pennsylvania. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not.
Is on suspension pending an investigation after he allegedly took down a Nazi flag flying on private property while on duty.
He said duty.
Happened last month, the deputy Colin Meeker got out of his patrol car, went onto the property of a white supremacist group. Spokesman for the group said that he called the sheriff's office and the deputy later returned the flag with an apology.
This is way up on the Pennsylvania-New York border. It looks like a place where some white supremacists might hang out.
Why would you? Why are they so emboldened recently? I wonder why. I can't place my finger on why white supremacists are more emboldened recently. It's crazy. I'll figure it out someday. I'll let you know.
Well, somebody finally pointed out that they weren't all bad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That might have been it, too. That might have been it. I can't remember who they said that.
They're a little more proud now.
No.
They know they're represented, and people are behind them.
No, for years and years, no matter who was, since World War II, the Nazi flag was not looked kindly upon in the United States.
So the deputy just saw this flag flying as he's walking.
For some reason, you can do that now.
Well, now
he's driving by, and he just gets out and goes over and takes it down.
I can't place
those guys didn't appreciate it.
It's because we've become a more tolerant America.
Is that the reason?
Let's look into what the Anti-Defamation League said in their report.
Right.
Anti-Defamation League issued a report that said that racist flyers, banners, and stickers were found on college campuses 147 times in fall of 2017, a more than threefold increase over the 41 cases reported just a year before.
Those are some intolerant people there, folks from the Anti-Defamation
League. So 2016 leaders, to 2017, what's the difference?
Leaders of the Anti-Defamation League attribute the uptick to a small number of white nationalist groups. The league tracked 333 cases since the November election.
Which one?
Of 2016.
What happened then? I forgot.
Since then, it has seen increased activity from groups celebrating what they called the divisiveness that was a hallmark
the poorly educated
of the presidential campaign.
Oh,
most of the
it.
Cases
yeah.
tracked yeah. by the Anti-Defamation League are quieter efforts from groups that secretly distribute flyers on campus and then leave before they are found.
I thought you were discussing the maybe the Ulysses, Pennsylvania mayoral election.
So this guy, good for that cop. Although the return it was private property.
He had to return it, and then the group wanted him to go inside and record an apology video.
How much screw you? Here's your flag. I'm out of here.
That's what he said.
Now, good.
That's almost exactly what he said.
I'm throwing out the cop car window if I'm that cop on the way past. There you go. Here's your flag, idiots. Racist idiots. I still can't place why it's been happening more in the past year.
Even though the Anti-Defamation League mentioned it.
I don't know. There's got to be something else. There's got to be something else in there.
I'm telling you, it's growing tolerance.
Well, it could be that, but I'm not sure about that either. There's got to be something simpler. Give me a simpler reason.
There's nothing simpler than that.
Simpler and obvious. Yeah, might be obvious.
We've just become a more accepting society in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
Yeah, you noticed that big time.
Uma Thurman coming out with a detailed story about how Harvey Weinstein attacked her in a hotel room at the Savoy Hotel in London following Pulp Fiction.
Now, her and...
Same treatment that she gave the... was it an orderly or something in Kill Bill? Have you seen Kill Bill?
I still have never seen Kill Bill.
One time I watched it.
I heard that... She's pissed off at Tarantino too, but she dated Tarantino. She just mad at him because their deal about Weinstein money, whatever.
I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction was on AMC yesterday.
Oh yeah,
don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time.
No.
And Tarantino did a lot of work for the Weinstein company, right?
Yeah, but they also dated. But she has a falling out with Tarantino. Must be because of Weinstein. I don't know.
Yeah, because of that affiliation. Yeah. I don't know. Is Tarantino a reputed grab ass?
I don't think he is. We haven't heard anything.
He's a foot guy, isn't he?
Well, he dates a lot of his co-stars. I mean, excuse me, the people he puts in the movies, but that's because you're allowed to date people, right? Mm. He's a foot guy. I don't know. Is he a Rex Ryan guy?
Yeah.
Oh, look at those.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Craig said that like we should all know. Doesn't everybody get the newsletter about foot guys?
Well, everybody gets the news. I know everybody in this room gets the newsletter about Tarantino.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd not heard that about him.
Has he dated more than one of his?
I don't know, but I don't think there's any alleged crap against
leading
him.
Leading ladies in
I know
his
he's
films?
Regretted taking money from Weinstein. He said that, I think, recently.
What are you supposed to do?
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Only deal with scrupulous people?
And then how are you going to know after that?
Well, it's funny.
You know?
Which is tough in Hollywood.
I heard a guy in D.C. say this the other day. He goes, you know, there was a guy, you know, everybody bitches about informants. And he goes, you know what? Believe me, we would all love for, he used the word, nuns and clergymen to be informants. He goes, but they're not. He goes, when we look for drug dealers, the guys that inform on drug dealers are usually drug dealers. And this is what he's talking about, politics and how somebody bitches because they think the informant might be compromised. No, the informant is in the belly of the beast. That's why he's an informant.
Right.
Not everybody is clean.
Right.
And he was like bipartisan, this dude. He actually made a lot of sense, but you know, he was.
What are you going to do?
He was wrong.
A Deadpool note. I wouldn't say alert. I would say note. Christian Broadcasting Network founder, former presidential candidate, and televangelist Pat Robertson recovering from stroke. CBN reported that the 87-year-old Robertson suffered the embolic stroke Friday, was rushed to a nearby hospital. Now he's awake and alert and should be out of the hospital sometime today, is what we heard last.
Didn't I also see that Stan Lee got taken to the hospital?
Stan Lee was taken to the hospital last week, and a couple of days later, he was released.
Oh.
He's doing fine. He is also very old.
They asked Pat Robertson how he's feeling. He said this.
I'm really a woman.
All right. So that was weird.
So you still...
that was weird.
Leg pressing a ton and a half?
I don't know.
Whatever he does.
He also said this.
Well, you could become a Muslim, then you could beat her.
He's a brilliant man. Brilliant, tolerant man.
We're really talking about that, Pat.
No,
we're okay.
No. What else you say?
All right.
What else you say, Pat?
What's so terrible about having sex with animals?
I don't know, man.
Again,
we're
trying to deal with your physical issues here, Pat, but okay.
All right. Whatever. Whatever you got there, Pat.
Well, that's another occupation where you get the free pass.
Oh, him.
He's now politician.
And evangelical leader, right? Yeah.
A high-ranking televangelist.
You get mulligans.
Nah, not really.
Oh, you give mulligans. That's right.
You give them. Yeah, you don't get them. I mean, you know, because Jim Baker, he lost most of his audience.
Yeah,
Jimmy Swaggart lost most of his audience.
He actually did.
Yeah.
You know, and you can go down the
Baker
line.
Baker went to jail.
But that was a different time.
That helped. It was a different time.
That was 30 years ago.
Yeah. I guess that's when
Jimmy
it mattered.
Jimmy Swaggart was about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I guess that's when it mattered, didn't it?
Apparently. Yeah. Doesn't matter now.
Now the standards seem to be a little looser.
What's so terrible about having sex with animals?
I have no answer for that, Pat. I would say a lot, but you make your own judgment.
Yeah, I would say everything. But if you have to start from the beginning,
yeah,
it's kind of, what?
What?
I don't know. I'm just not going to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, no. If you can't understand it, Pat, I'm not gonna argue.
No, I think the context that is one of his anti-gay rants.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it is.
Marriage.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Maybe.
Anti-gay marriage. Yeah.
If you have to start out explaining it, but that's not natural.
No.
You know, where do you go from there?
No.
Right.
Oh God, I watched the newest Real Sports over the weekend.
Yeah.
With that tennis chick from Australia,
yeah, Margaret Court.
Jesus. Oh my God,
she's horrible. Horrible human being.
What a horrible old bigot she is.
She's a complete bigot.
I'm really a woman.
I know you are. Relax.
And she says it right to Mary Carrillo's face.
And Mary Carrillo wants to reach across and just
you
pound
her. You can tell.
Because I think Mary might lean left.
You think?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, Margaret Court was a famous tennis player who actually was battled a lot, Billie Jean King. And Billie Jean King has this court named after her in New York, and Margaret Court has a court named after her in Australia. She's Australian. Margaret Court now is a Bible freak who hates all gays. And she's horrible in that piece.
Well, no.
And I watched it, and I was depressed. I'm thinking, not that I ever cared about Margaret Court. I remembered her name back in the day. But what a homophobic piece of crap she is.
She doesn't hate all gays. They can come to her church, and she'll help you overcome
that. That's it.
Yeah, she's one of those.
The worst.
She'll put you on the right path.
The worst.
At the same time, I was horrified by her. I think that they have to stop doing stories on
thank you
old people who are thinking backwards.
Right.
Because we should all just assume that by now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's old. She probably, yeah, she
well,
thinks
not all of them are that horrible. There are old people that are free thinking. I got my old man's that way. But the fact is, those people are going to go away.
Yeah. But
just go away. And I hate when they produce young people like that. And she does, I'm sure. People are in her church.
You shouldn't. I mean, I
don't think the story's necessary either.
Except for
a story
myself,
about they won't take the court off the name.
I shouldn't be surprised.
No,
you know
that she's a homophobic bigot. Right?
There was talk of removing her name from.
Oh yeah.
They were trying to move it.
Now
they're
saying it's probably never going to happen. Yeah. Her name will be up there forever. And the sad part is, people like Billie Jean King, Mary Carrillo, grew up admiring her.
Yes. Well, no, Billie Jean King was against her a lot. They played each other back in the day.
Yeah, but I think she was an admirer.
A little younger.
Until she got to know her.
Martina Navratilova was in that piece. She said she grew up admiring Margaret Court. Now Margaret Court hates everything she stands for.
But she doesn't hate her.
No.
She wraps herself in the
Hate the sin, love
Bible.
The sinner.
Right. Yeah, wraps herself in the Bible.
What's so terrible about having sex with animals?
Get to that later, Pat.
Still, Pat, don't have enough time.
And for people that honestly either believe or don't want to believe that the Bible is against homosexuals, you can work out interpretations to where that is not the case.
I hope so, but I just I can't handle homophobes, man. I can't handle them.
You most certainly can.
I cannot handle homophobes. Don't say I can, because I can't.
Well, no.
All right.
I'm saying about the Bible.
All
you
right.
can work around that. And
well, the other
figure
side,
out interpretations.
Yeah, the other side should speak a little louder.
You
then.
Can you right. can come up with interpretations where you know these are you don't have to be anti-gay. Suck it, Jesus. No, if you actually go to what the Bible actually says,
yeah, I hope
you
so.
Don't need to say that. And this is the time of the year when the Girl Scouts are selling cookies. And
I got six or seven boxes in the house. I went through some peanut butter sandwiches the other day. Oh, my God.
I limited it to two.
A whole
two
sleeve.
Boxes is the max.
Well, we got a bunch of kids.
What, per Girl Scout?
No. Total, in the house.
At one time?
We had to help.
I've only gotten hit up by one Girl Scout, thank God.
That's
you're vile, Tyler.
No,
yes, you are. You are vile.
I got hit up by a bunch of them.
So then you'll see all the stories.
We bought a bunch. Yeah.
So then you'll see all the stories about the Girl Scouts selling their cookies next to a weed dispensary.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. Even though the Girl Scouts say, yeah, we don't really want you doing that, the Girl Scouts still will. And
why
so
not?
You see those
if
stories.
It's, if it's a legal state, it's a store. People are hungry.
The Colorado chapter doesn't want any cookie sales outside dispensaries.
What's the difference between doing that outside a grocery store?
None.
Completely different.
It's a legal
grocery
business.
Store is where you get food.
But stoners, yeah, but they sell them outside grocery stores.
Yeah.
Stoners go to grocery stores. Different. Stoners go to weed shops.
You go where there's people.
Right. Well, they were selling some outside the Outback restaurant over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it makes more sense to do it in front of a dispensary.
Yes, it does.
It
there's
does.
There's no food there. Well, there's things you can eat.
Yeah.
But not because you're hungry. Well,
but right. but guys are walking out anticipating the munchies. And you see, oh, yes, let's go.
Caramel Delights? Yeah. Yes.
Out of Florida, police were called to apartments in Orlando after a leasing agent spotted 57-year-old Carrie Haynes, quote, and Carrie is a gentleman. 57-year-old Carrie Haynes was spotted, quote, utilizing every machine in the community gym while being completely naked. The agent then contacted a maintenance man.
Is it a girl or a guy?
Carrie's a gentleman, a dude. Remember?
Then I don't want to see it.
Yeah. No, you do not. The 57-year-old Mr. Haynes.
Chick on the leg thing.
57-year-old Mr. Haynes.
Like the adductor or the abductor?
The one that one spreads your legs open.
Where you got to spread your legs?
Yeah, it's one of those two.
I want to see a girl in one of those.
I always
with no pants on.
Which is which.
Right.
The leasing agent then contacted a maintenance man.
You'd rip your taint right off.
To report what she had observed. The second worker then went to the gym and saw Haynes, quote, utilizing the stationary bicycle while being completely naked.
Just one of those.
No socks, no shoes even.
Just one of those self-serve ones or he broke in?
It's at the apartment complex.
Oh, got it. I'm sorry. I missed that part. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. Do I need to start the story over?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm stuck on the adductor.
All right, let me finish the story then.
Here's what gyms should not do. They shouldn't have a machine that is directly across from the adductor or abductor.
Or random mirrors where you can actually place yourself and still check out.
I've seen gyms where they face those things into the wall.
They should.
Yeah.
Because I was at a gym once where that wasn't the case, and I was on the machine that was directly opposite the adductor, abductor.
And a 20-year-old girl gets on that thing and you go crazy.
What are you supposed to do?
Just look at her crotch?
Yeah, look at your crotch.
No, I look at hers.
Look the other way.
I look at hers.
The story gets a little bit better if you want me to finish.
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so the guy's...
No, I don't have a time, man.
Exactly. We don't know.
We don't. Okay, let's tease
All right, we'll finish tomorrow.
Yeah, tease the naked thing.
Right. I just feel sorry for the guy. It was some guy's job to wipe down the machinery after that guy got done.
If the seat's up your ass, wipe it down.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, you're going to end on that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to finish.
We're going to finish
that story tomorrow.
We got to go. See you tomorrow.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2018 Scripps Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.